Chris here again. It's time to welcome a new character to Odyssey. Perhaps I should let her introduce herself.
Computer, load Renee D. Carter Journal.
Renee D. Carter Journal running.
Cog. Cogito, where are you? Oh, there you are. Yes, I missed you too. Guess what, Cog? I did it. What do you mean, what? I got the internship at Wits End. I'm more excited about getting it than I was getting into the mechanical engineering program here at Campbell College. Oh, no worries, Cog, darling. I still love you best. I'm excited because my main job will be helping out with designing, engineering and repairing his amazing inventions. I'll get to use my skills in engineering and computers. It's a perfect fit. It's exactly what I hoped for.
There are a few things you should know about Renee.
I'm not a Christian.
Oh, well, would you like to be?
No, sir. Oh, that came out way more forceful than I meant it to. I just want you to know where I stand on the issue.
Well, I understand. Don't worry, I won't hold it against you.
And that dog of hers, Cogito?
Computer, end Cogito program.
Cogito program ended.
Good night, Cog. I miss you.
The real Cogito was part of an important turning point in Renee's life.
I don't think I can explain just how important Cog was to me. Do you remember when you hired me, I told you that I used to believe in God, but that something happened that made me stop believing in him? Cog's death was that thing.
Renee's already had some amazing adventures. Some inside Wits Inventions.
Computer! Computer!
Computer? Sounds like a union secret code!
Oh, no.
What do we do?
Run! Run!
Get back here!
And some adventures programming her own.
I'm floored. This jungle, it's truly amazing. The sky is green, but the light is golden.
Your programming allows for endless varieties, so I took advantage of it. And I do want to thank you again for letting me use the portable imagination station for my project.
Oh, it's my pleasure. The project sounded quite intriguing.
My supervisor for the course is Dr. Astan Liebernis.
Ah, yes. Eugene mentioned he's a visiting professor in the department this semester.
He's a brilliant game developer, so I really want this project to be top rate. Something special. Wait till Professor Liebernis sees this.
You need to skip over the developmental stages and get to the more exciting parts.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, what I could do with a machine like this. My virtual friends, welcome to a brave new world.
Yes, Renee has had quite a journey. But just why is Renee in Odyssey in the first place? Writer-director Phil Lawler explains.
One reason that she's on the show is because I love Star Trek. And if you're a fan of the original Star Trek series, like I am, which was the best series, by the way, if we correlate the characters to our characters, then you know that Wit is Captain Kirk, who is the leader of everything. Eugene is Mr. Spock, who's very intelligent and uses logic all the time. Connie is Bones McCoy, who is really kind of a counselor. And what we were missing was an engineer. We didn't have Scotty. And that's, of course, what Renee is. And not only is she Scotty, she's Scottish. So that was one of the fun things about Renee. Another fun thing about her is her name, Renee D. Carter. And what I wanted in the character was somebody who was not a believer. And the king of skepticism in philosophy is René Descartes. René Descartes' famous saying is, "Cogito ergo sum," I think, therefore I am. And that's the reason why Renee's little dog is called Cog. Cog for Cogito ergo sum. So it's going to be a lot of fun to follow Renee and see what happens with her. Her skepticism will challenge Wit, and of course she's going to be challenged by Wit. And we'll see where this goes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If I did believe in God, I think I'd understand him a little better now.
To hear all of Renee's history, and there is plenty more, check out her episodes on the Adventures in Odyssey Club. But for now, sit back and enjoy Renee Renewed.